Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci. We were going to have a Christmas show today, but the Spirit has led me to do something different. Today we had a tragedy happen in our country. Our prayers and our condolences go out to those who in Newtown, Connecticut, who were affected by this tragedy, who may have lost a child or lost a loved one, that maybe knew someone that was lost, and simply those who were there and had to experience it. To all of them, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry sends our love, our blessings, and our prayers. But you know, this reaches far beyond that one town. It takes something like this to reach into our hearts and make us stop and think about what's real, what the world is like today, and why we still need Jesus Christ in our lives. The reading for the week, before I do that, I'm going to pray. And if everybody will take a moment and pray with me, prayer is powerful. Heavenly Father, Holy Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come to ask you to send the great comforter to those in Newtown, Connecticut. Soothe their pain. Fill their hearts where there's a hole. We know only you and you all by yourself can provide everything that they need to get them through this situation. There are many people praying around the world for them, Lord. Please hear our prayers. Please send the comforter to them, the great Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now, if you want to call in, the number is 347-838-9457. We'd love to hear your comments. If you want to just sit back and listen, that's fine too. But our reading for the week comes from 2 Corinthians, first chapter, the third to the fourth verse. And this is a promise of God. So this is something that we have to take very, very seriously. And I think it'll help get our hearts back to where we need it to be, because I know right now my heart is heavy. It says, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." We have to let the light of God shine through us. We have to let the light of Jesus Christ shine through us during times like this. It's because we need to shine the light in the darkness. It's very dark out there. The world and its killings and its stealings. And that's what it says. The devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy. But we have something more powerful than that. We have a covenant-keeping God who said, "I will send a comforter in the name of the Holy Spirit to comfort us during this time." So the first song that's going to be up is "Covenant Keeping God" by Sunny Badu.
Keeping God, there is no one
Remember, even though we go through these hard times, even though we can't understand the killing and why such bad things have to happen to babies this time, we're talking about babies, you know, and it's heavy on my heart, like I know it's heavy on a lot of people's heart. We have to understand that God is still in control. And the best defense that we can all have as Christians is to stand up and praise the holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's still the reason for this season. And it's not the toys and the lights. It's his birth that led to the power of his resurrection that we hold on tight to as Christians. So right now I'm going to pray Praise by Rhonda Hayden so we can all just get together as one and lift up his holy name.
Jehovah Elohim. are here. I'm not present. Loud to him, for he set the heavens, the I am that I am. Locked arms with his creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loosed, said an oracle of God. But we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall trod. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand. An awesome wonder. Yes, is he the lover of my soul? He's our banner, our Nisi. Listen, can't you hear the call of the master, the maker of all? This is where you belong. Yes, he's singing a sweet, sweet love song. To him be all praise, the beginning of days, for it wasn't Osiris, Dionysus, or Oshun that hung the sun, the star in the moon. The bishop of my soul, the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega, Reverend, the king of all kings.
Right, that was praised by Rhonda Hayden, again giving all praises to the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I know during times like this when we have tragedies, and not just this tragedy, but this is something that's happening over and over again across many cities in the United States where children are being killed. Adults are being killed too. There's just killing and destruction. And I want everyone to know that God sees it. He's still in the midst of it. Don't give up on him, even though you can't see or understand what's going on around you. I'm going to go over two verses again. First is 2 Corinthians, first chapter, 3-4 verse. I want you to get your Bibles and read it yourself. Pray to the Holy Spirit to reveal what it means. Pray to God for wisdom to understand his word. But it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. That is telling us is that we need to now love each other the way God loves us. He put the love in us so that we may show that his love is still present in this world today. Going to the next verse. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He would quiet you with love, with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. That's from Zechariah 3rd chapter, 17th verse. I want everyone to reread that and get it deep down into their spirit. And hopefully that would help bring some comfort and to those, or at least let us know how to comfort those who have been so affected. But I think everybody in the world has been affected by this in some levels. So the next thing, I know there's people are just asking, you know, what is going on? You know, mercy, mercy me. I know people are just stunned and hearts feel empty and hollow right now. But I'm going to play Mercy, Mercy, Mercy Me and What's Going On by Brenda White and the White Voice, because it talks to our feelings also tonight. So here we go.
Far too many of you died.
To the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty. We're just, the spirit led me to just do a show tonight to honor the people in Newtown, Connecticut, and to let them know that our prayers are with them, that we love them. And that's what God wants us to do, is take the love he gives us and love on someone else. Everybody's affected by this, I know. I myself have a hard time figuring out, but I know that my Lord is in charge, and it's up to all the saints to help the others get through this. So we must stand up and we must pronounce what we know about our Heavenly Father and what we know about our Lord and Savior to help others handle this tragedy. We all are called to be servants, and we all are called to the duty of God's work. And so let's stand up, Christians, and do exactly what Christ would do in a tragedy like this, and that is help their fellow man. Now, we are going to have a dance break, because we always have one, and I'm picking a special one out, and hopefully I got the right one, but I think I do. And we're going to play it right now for you.
You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vod. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless.
Afternoon, however difficult the moment, however frustrating. among you shall be a servant. Absolute definition of greatness. This morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't know, you don't have to make your subject and your role free to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace.
I've long since learned that to be a follower of Jesus Christ means taking up the cross. My Bible tells me that Good Friday comes before Easter. For the crown we wear there is the cross that we must bear. Let us bear it for truth, bear it for justice, bear it for peace.
yeah, get that praise on with Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix by DJ Frankie Vibe. God bless everybody.
Yes, that was the resident DJ Frankie Vibe bringing in his words of comfort and wisdom, especially beginning of the mix when Dr. King was talking about all the different ways to be a servant and that we all could be great and we all can be servants during this time. So we ended the mix with praising, and I wanted to read Psalms 30th chapter, 11 through the 12th verse. I want to read it because it's so important for the saints, for the righteous people, for those who love God and believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, and His love, that we stand up, because together we will be able to rid the evilness that is spreading through the world. It says, "You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever." That is a promise from our Heavenly Father. Praising is very important, and I hope you're enjoying the praise party that we're having tonight to celebrate the lives of those who have gone home to the Father in Newtown, Connecticut. Next up, I know we've been talking about praising and peace, and I know sometimes you just get mad. You know, we're humans. That's our emotion. So I got a song for that, too. So we're going to play Move Over Lucifer. This is by DJ Shaheem, our youth DJ. It's Move Over Lucifer.
Move over, Lucifer. I'm a ruthless.
Came straight up out the gutter. I was raised from hell.
And yeah, yeah,
over,
yeah.
Came straight up out the gutter. I was raised from hell.
Mac Town Music. It's your boy.
Rapture.
Yeah, yeah.
Move over, Lucifer. I'm a ruthless.
Move over. Move over. Yeah, yeah. Yet the time still awake. Wait,
move over, Lucifer. I'm more ruthless.
State to state. Yeah, my paper has a lot of weight. Yes, I catch a lot of chase running a tight race. If you're not talking big money, you're worth small change. Shooting off at arm distance. Don't stand up in my range. Let the gates wide open. You invited to the pit. Count it on my baseline. Beat the drums with my kit. You think that I get ill? Only when I'm sick, man, I'm always ill. Other choices that you pick now. Now.
Bro. over, Lucifer. I'm more ruthless. Move over, Lucifer. I'm more ruthless.
The love of Christ that I have in my heart and the love of Christ that you have in your heart, we are more than what this world is providing. So the saints need to get up. I'm calling out the saints. Yes, get up and let's start doing some things to spread the love of Christ throughout our neighborhoods, throughout our cities, throughout our states, throughout our nation, and around the world. All right, so we know who's King of Kings and who we're calling on, because we're not doing this by ourselves. We're doing this by the grace of God and for the with the wonderful Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ Himself backing. Well, we're backing them up there in front of us fighting. So here is King of Kings by Ken Folk featuring Elridge. So we know exactly who our power comes from. Go to Danielle Wilson with Call the King.
Going You can be safe if you call the king. You can be safe if you call the king. No stress, no worries if you call the king. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
Be your father, be your mother, be your brother, be your sister, be your doctor, be your lawyer. No matter the situation, he's always there for you. We carry too much trying to do it on our own. We need a relationship with a power that is strong. Creator of all things will never do you wrong. Our times don't come, it ain't the time to run a stress. But it's the perfect time to give God your best. To see where your faith is in his hands and in your hands. God knows all things, we run out of plans. Untouched grace that never knew the Lord's plan. Plan to prosper you, give you the promised land. We worry about LG&E, water bill, car payment, cable TV, and our 6 o'clock meal. God never put too much on you that you can't handle. Even when it gets dark, he stay lit like a candle.
If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter where you park your car. Call his name, he'll take you far. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear, now that's a fact. Power to hear, now that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Got a problem with eating too much. Got a problem with cussing too much. Got a problem with fighting too much. Got a problem with freaking too much. Some for you, some of it ain't. But I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know he's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
Right, that was Call the King by Daniel Wilson. And, you know, when we get in times of trouble like this, we have to remember who to call. And we call on the King. His name is Jesus Christ. And he will send his Holy Spirit to comfort us during all the bad times, to help us get through the darkness. He will be our light. Don't forget, 2 Corinthians, first verse, 3rd and 4th chapter tells us, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Let Christ into your heart, let God into your life, and let yourself become a servant of his. So when things like this, you know, happen, you know exactly how to love. You know exactly what to do. And sometimes we need to be reminded that God is still in control, everybody. But we continue to pray because prayer is strong. Prayer is powerful. For all those in Newtown, Connecticut, and all around the world, for those who have lost people. We also will continue to pray for peace. We must continue to pray that we love each other more. And we must continue to pray that we have compassion for each other. So between praising and praying, we can get through a situation down here on earth. All right, everybody. It's time for the show was not quite an hour and a half. It's usually an hour, and that's really what we're wrapping up right now. I want to thank you for allowing me to come into your eardrums today. I love the people who listen live as well as I love the people who listen later. But most of all, I love God. I love Jesus Christ. And I want to do a battle call for all of those who feel the same way to stand up and let's join together and make a difference. We're going to end this show like we always end this show with How Great Thou Art was by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. Our Christmas show will be on next Saturday. And our Youth for Christ show will be on the 29th. So the 22nd is Christmas and the 29th is the Youth for Christ show. But until then, remember how great thou art.